Right, so last we left off, we were addressing the question of the overall topic, right, is the Chametz L'Achar Zmano, the Charaka L'Achar Zmano. According to Barovishon, we're talking about scorching it to the point at which it's no longer Ru'uy L'Kelav even. And nonetheless, if it's the Charaka is happening after Zmano, it's going to be Aser. So it's going to be Aser B'Hana. So what we will, what we are in the middle of looking into is just how to understand that. The fact is that across the board, most areas that we find in Halacha, there's a hard line. Once you cross the threshold of Nisal of Ru'uy L'Kelev, once you are Nisal of Kelev, you lose the identity of the item, the food item, is completely lost. It's Ka'afra Ba'alma. And therefore, the question becomes: what is the basis for having an iser hana? If the iser hana, let's say, is supposed to be what's aser b'hana here is orla, right? I'm sorry. In this case, it's chametz. Rather, sorry. If what's aser b'hana here is chametz, so this thing isn't chametz anymore. It's simply offer. So how could that mean that could be aser? So we saw that the Sefer Mani says it's a din k'nasar b'hana. But then we move to the primary explanation we're trying to provide, which is that this is because of the Mishnah in Tmura. The Mishnah Tumur, after all, says that there's an Isser of Hana, for all the Isser Hana, there's an Isser for Nisrafin, right? Ad Kedei, it's Afer. One, it's Afer because of Madur, but until then, it's not. And for Nikbarin, there's an Isser that lasts, that persists, Leol. So, L'Ora, most Rishonim think, actually, as far as I know, are the only Rishonim that contemplate otherwise, attributed to other Rishonim, not to themselves. Most of them themselves advocate the position that chametz is min ha'nisrafin, but even so, even if this is true, it's something which only the iser is only pukka once it's nasa afer. But prior to that, right, once it's still non afer, so then it's going to be usher even if it's nisal mechilas keleb. This is assuming what we saw the Rashbat seems to challenge, that there is that space between becoming Nisal Mechiles Kelev and becoming Afer. The Rashbat seems to say that there is no such space by definition, legally speaking. Once it's not said Nisal Mechiles Kelev, it's not said Afer. But if you don't take that, so then our Gemara becomes almost inevitable. And we discussed the Sefer Manning about what you might say about that, but the prevalent opinion is that this is a function of that Mishnah. Which brings us to the question regarding that Mishnah. How can the din of the Mishnah be true? So again, this Gemara itself is not a new problem, but it seems to be explained by an old problem, or a more prevalent, or a more obvious problem, something which is the general category of Isur Hanav, Bin Srafin, and Kaparin. How do we have such an Isur? And what is the Makor, the basis for that Isur? So we saw that there are Horonim who think, it must be this Isur is Derabana. Precisely because of this point. It can't be that you have such a thing of an Isser Hana for something that is Nisal Me'achilas Kelev, and therefore, Afer HaNikbarin, presumably also the Isser Ad Shinasa Afer, is all Durabana. That was the position of the Placey. That would also, I didn't mention this last time, that would also seem to be what emerges in a different way from the Mordechai. Mordechai has a very cryptic comment. This is an important Mordechai for the reasons of Shel Keder Chana. Mordechai, I don't know if you guys saw it in the end, but the Mordechai says that Efer HaNisrafin is Mutter because it's Shel Keder Chana. He says Shel Keder Chana is Mutter. And that's what he explains. What he does is he says Shel Keder Chana is Mutter L'Gamri, and that's the reason why Efer HaNisrafin is Mutter. It's a very strange comment, in part because, what about Efer HaNikbar? That's the same Shalok Kederach point should apply. Unless he said that he too is assuming that the Isser, whatever Isser you have, is going to be only Durabana. In any event, that's one possibility. However,
it's cryptic in the sense that everyone knows what he says, but no one knows why he says it.
Yeah, and there's so many issues that need to be addressed about it. Which he doesn't address. I mean, the obvious issues, like the fact that Efron Barn is Aser. Like the fact that, there's a whole host of halachos before you get to Shlok Kederach that could have been available to you to explain, as an example, Nevela Sheina Ruya Le Kelev. right? Now they kill him. Moreover, you know, the assumption that this is just another point at which, you know, he doesn't address, the assumption is that Shaloka Darka not only is true when it's Eker, seems kind of random at best, also kind of doubtful. You know, that it's Dafka when it becomes Afer that it's Shaloka Darka.
Meaning you already know that it's Shaloka Darka not himself and
What I'm saying is that if once it becomes Mutter, once it becomes Shaloka Darka, it's going to Mutter, then, right, in the cases even of Isurayana, so then it's Dafka if it's Afer that's Shaloka Darka, but prior to that it was not Shaloka Darka. Same question you can ask, by the way, from Nevelish Nisrachim of the Caliph. I mean, why is the Afer the cutoff line? What I presume his answer would be that whatever issue you have is Derabanan. But the head there, I mean, the reason it's only an issue Derabanan is because Shaloka Darka, which itself still invites a number of other questions, but the point is that it would strongly suggest that essentially there is no problem on a Deoraisa level. Either way, the question is, how do is this true for everybody? Does everybody assume that? The Prima Gadim, again, this is all crystallizing what we said last time, the Prima Gadim, thought that the Trumas Sedeshin was specific about this point with regard to the Isser that he cites, that he attributes, that he hears from the Psak of several Rishonim that using ink of Isser, of Yain Esach is Usser, ink which is, I guess, involves Yain Esach as an ingredient, is Usser to use because it's Usser Bana. And this is, despite the fact that it's equivalent to Afer. So in that context, he says that it's not clear to me that's Deraisa or Derabanan. He says it could be that this is an Issa Deraisa. It could be that the Issa Deraisa Pakan is an Issa Derabanan. Pirmigana thinks that Tzavik is the whole mission of Torah. What I pointed out was maybe it's really just a Tzavik regarding the Chumrah of Avodah Zarah, that the Chumrah of Avodah Zarah, one Chumrah of Avodah Zarah is that even Ad Shinas Afer, even though it's one of the Nisrafin, Ashri Rei and Hisr Fum Be'esh, even so, Ephro Usser. Right. So that was the Prima Gadim Tzavik. But the idea that one could have said that was the Trumas Sedeshin Tzavik. The Prima Gadim thinks that he's misubek about the question is the whole Mishnah and Tumura dealing with the Isurim Deraisa Derabanan. But what seems clear is that the Tosas and Tumura, at least in Lamani Olaveis, when they discuss this issue, they don't seem to be thinking of it as a Derabanan. They give an explanation for a principle which sounds like it's talking about some Deraisa Isser. Right? The Isser, the only reason it's a head there is because Nasa and Soso. So that seems like we're dealing with an Isser Deraisa. So the question is how to understand that. So I was presenting, I was in the middle of presenting two possibilities. And the first one was that the Isser Hana that persists here is a result of is bound up with the Chovas Bior. First, I mentioned the Chovas Bior is something which has a unique feature as a result of the fact that the concept of this din is that you have to mevar it. So, an interesting implication is that'll persist even past the point at which this thing's identity has been lost, even after the point at which. After this event does kill it, because if the mitzvah is to burn it, to reduce it to ash, right? So then it's that obligation is something which applies today. It's ash, which means that it anticipates the transition from being a food item into being a salam echas kelev onto being ash. That's all part of the mitzvah. That's not such a surprising fact. What is? But first of all, when you compare that with Isuri Achilin and maybe even Isuri Anah and Tuma, so that stands out. I mean, Chovas Bior is something which persists past the thing's identity. And then, given that, I was trying to argue, we were in the middle of it, that perhaps the Isuri Anah here is a function of, it stems from, it's bound up with the Chiyuv Bior, the Chiyuv Sreifa. Now this I was trying to substantiate with precedent. Number one, we looked at Chametz. Chametz, there, Pesach, Peshitas, Rabbi Shimon. Right? We saw not just the Ran, but the Maram Chalava, the Sefer HaShlomo. Am I forgetting? I think I am forgetting. that I leave it out. Maybe the Sefer Mikdam as well. They all argue that the Chametz Ofir B'Shimon Be'er Pesach, when it, because of Chavas Tashbisu, is Asur B'Hana. Yeah.
I'm struggling a lot with just organizing in my head the different anonymous things we're quoting. Could we get a very brief just biography about who the Sefer Mikdam versus the Sefer HaShlomo versus the Sefer HaManeg are?
Yeah, okay. Sefer HaShlomo? I'm sure. Sefer HaShlomo? No.
Wait, hold on. Can I first ask if everyone else
is
Yeah,
for sure. The Sefer HaShlomo is Rav Meshulam Mi Baj. I don't actually know how to pronounce it. Badrash or Badris. I think it's Bezirs in English or in Occitan. Bezirs was one of the towns of Provence. Right, Provence just consists of some of the major towns. Of Narbonne was really the first one. Narbonne, Lunel, Montpellier. Perpignan, where the Meiri is from, Fosquier. I could be, by the way, butchering these names. I only know them from reading. Which is where the Rivet is from, Fosquier. Am I missing any? And Bezirs. I think I may be missing a couple, but those are the primary towns in Provence. So Rabbi Meshulam was, the Sefer HaShlomo written by Meshulam Bezirs. So he is somebody who is, in terms of situating him in Chachmei Provence, he is he's maybe two generations prior to the Meiri, maybe just one generation, one or the other. So he's between the Rivet and the Meiri. That's it's a wide berth, but he's somewhere in there. The Ramban has, he quotes him several times. He is somebody who was quite influential. He was the Rebbe of the Rebbe of some of the other Chachmei Provence that we know of, Meiri, Sefer Batim, and others. I believe that's true. So does that help with Sefer HaShlomo? He's also the father of the Me'ili, I believe, or the father-in-law, I'm sorry, the father-in-law of the Me'ili, Sefer HaOros, other Provençal. Sorry?
He's the earliest of them.
Of them, yes. So he's in sort of a generation or two after the Rivet. Let's see. So that's Rabbi Meshulam. And who else? The Sefer HaManeg is Ra'avan HaYarchi, also originally from Lunel, but it wasn't really associated, with that town in terms of his activity. Like we said, he was somebody earlier. So he was Bizman the Riazakin. So he was in the generation of the Ravid and a Talmud of the Ravid, according to the Choker Medicine, according to the press course, for instance. So he was earlier than Rabbi Meshulam, also wasn't really situated in Provence. He was mostly learning from the Riazakin about here, and then also he became active on the court in Toledo, which was a major center in Spain, which maybe was the major center. I'm making this part up. I think it maybe was the major center until Ramban opened up his base manager in Catalonia. Then we're also right now. And who else did you ask? The Sefer Mikdam. Yeah, the Sefer Mikdam, I always forget, actually. So I believe the Sefer Mikdam is somewhat anonymous. I don't know that they know who he is. Let's see. So, also from Provence. Is that why you're so confused?
Yeah.
Well, they all sound very similar.
What?
They all sound very similar, and they all live
right.
Similar.
So it says that that's a very long range. This is according to the Chida. In the generation of the Ramban. So he's later. So he's the latest of this triad. Not to be confused with Manchalava, who, one second. Manchalava was the latest of everybody we're considering. He is somebody who was a contemporary in Svard of the Ron and the Rivash, so towards the end of the period. Okay, help? Sefer HaShlomo is, it's a well-known early Sefer. For whatever reason, be able to learn it as much now, but I think it was pretty influential in this time. All right, so I believe the Miri called Miri's sobriquet for Rabbi Mishulam is Dole Hador Shulfani. Or Dole Hador Shulfani. Let's see, where were we?
All these people, Maraflava, and
right. So they all say, none of the Sefer Manik. Sefer Manik says something else. The Sefer HaShlema, the Sefer HaShlema, the Sefer Miklam, and the Maraflava. They all say that the Isser, along with Ron, that the Isser of the mitzvahs Ashpasa, the Kovas Ashbisu, in some way produces an Isser Hana. It is accompanied by an Isser Hana. We mentioned the fact that Ron, when he presents that, he does seem to explain it via features that maybe are unique to mitzvah Kovas Ashpasa as opposed to Kovas Bior generally. Because he speaks of the fact that bitul ba'am asagi and what that means in terms of the nature of tashbisu that has to do with being mevata b'leiv and how that, the way that he thinks that hana'a becomes usher via the mitzvah tashbisu is that to engage with it in a way that is that you're being nene from it is contrary, violates the notion of, you know, being mevatal ben libcha entirely. You can't be nene of something which you have no interest in whatsoever. So to have no interest in something which is entailed by Hashbasa forbids that you be nene from it. That's an explanation we probably won't do for most of the Chovas Nisrafin, the Isuria Nisrafin, but this, at least what I mentioned was that that's unique to the Ron, even if it's true, it's unique to the Ron. The other Rishon who speak about it, say Hashlam as an example, doesn't really speak in those terms. He just basically speaks of them as kind of a twin or, bound up consequences or dinim that it's your chovas. You have a chova. There's a chiyuv sreva. That means there's a nisrana. The last thing we left off with was the fact that the Tosfos seems to say something interesting for Rabbi Yossi Aglili, along which reflects the same point. He thinks that Rabbi Yossi Aglili, we know that Rabbi Yossi Aglili is not. Well, Allah, already, before we get to the mission in the beginning of Pasha, we already know that this is not, that we don't be passing against Rabbi Yosef Levi, which is why we are the Pshita, because the mission says, Sor from Yitzchil HaSheish. You have a Chobas Biur Yitzchil HaSheish, and you have a Chobas Reif. And he says that basically, Rabbi Yosef Levi, the position that it's Mutter Bana, is incompatible with having a Chiyub Sreif. So that, to say that Sor from Yitzchil HaSheish implies that there's no other Mutter way, there's nothing else you can do with it. That means that it must be Asr B'Hana. And I pointed out that that is a question, how that coheres with the Tosfos' own position regarding Rabbi Shimon. I don't know if anybody looked further into that. But they actually raise the question themselves later, and they basically say that Rabbi Shimon, that for Rabbi Shimon, they ask the same question about Rabbi Shimon. If it's true that it's Mutter B'Hana, L'dat Teinu, because we only think that it's that you can't be ochalit, right? That hashpasa forbids achila, in as much as achila is an act of hashpasa shel hana, and hashpasa requires she'ena der hana, but not necessarily any kind of hana otherwise. So if that's true, so given that we said, right, this part is consistent. Given that we said that, Rabbi Yosef Gili, for instance, I mean, they don't say it this way, but they basically adopt the same premise. If you're a chiyuv bior, chiyuv sreifa, that means that you cannot be nana from it. The way they answer it is, instead of saying sofer chashesh, why not you just be masigot takas tashilo? You have to get rid of it. We get it, but let him be nana as getting rid of it. And their answer to that question is, enochinami minator. You can do that. Midirabanan, you cannot. There's exer derabanan. And I pointed out that they actually seem to that brings it back to Rabbi Yosef Lili. And they actually say that Rabbi Yosef Aglili did the same thing is true, right? I don't think you hear this. But basically they said that Rabbi Yosef Aglili also L'chein Rabbi Yosef Aglili D'shar chametz l'sigat d'at t'shashil ha'inu ha'kob b'yachan but ma'at lo from yachlan ad mestama islai or lo arba asar bo'ki. I don't know how that's consistent with one another.
It is inconsistent.
with the Tosas earlier on Tafal Fan Bays, who basically say that Sorbin's Vashesh means what you reject, Rabbi Yosef Bili, and on Chafres, which basically says it, that the answer is Minatorah, if this were Minatorah, that would be true, because Sorbin's Vashesh means it's Aser Bahanah, but it's only Dirabanan according to Rabbi Yosef Bili and according to Rabbi Shimon. The Sorbin part of that is only Dirabanan, Minatorah, they could actually do something else with it. But basically, one way or the other, what emerges from this Tosfos, both Tosfos, is that Isser Hanah is incompatible with the Din Torah of Bior Bisreifa. That had it been that you're chayav to me Soref in a way of Hashpasa, you know, Shalok Kedar Hanah, then that would mean that there's an Isser Hanah, that these items Aser B'Hanah. Now, they don't speak so much to the nature of that, as I mentioned last time. It could be that it's a simen that it's Aser, that if you have a Chovas Sreifa, so you might say that, you know, you only get to a chova srefa if there's nothing else you're allowed to do with it. Almost sounds like that's what they're saying, right? That you only have, the fact that the Torah offers a srefa it proves that it's aser b'hanah. It is not in itself, you know, sort of, you might say, the grounds for aser b'hanah, but it reflects that the thing isn't aser b'hanah, because if it weren't so, Torah wouldn't require you to burn. Torah doesn't require you to burn things that are actually permitted to be engaged with in other ways. Burning is almost like a thing of last resort. When there's nothing else for you to do something, that's when the Torah can require it's being burnt. But if it's something which is mutter to do other things, then there's no business, the Torah, no interest in burning, requiring you to burn it. Or you might say that in some way, a chovas bior itself implies a certain kind of relationship with the item, which you fail to carry out if you're nana from it. It's obviously true that in the case of hanah shakiloi, possibly depending on if it's hanah of some other kind, say achila, but maybe even if you're dana in any way, so something like the Ron's explanation, although not involving it specifically the notion of bittul lev of chametz, but something maybe akin to that, may be true in general for us. So that was that was all from the one example, and then I wanted to show you just a couple others to convince you that this is correct, or to not only that, but also just to, understand and organize the Torah. So another place we find this kind of concept potentially is in Kilei Akar. Right, so the question that the Gemara asks in Kiddushin is just how do we know that Kilei Akarim is Aser B'Hanah? And we know that there's an Isser to be Zoraya this way, but how do we know that it's Aser B'Hanah if it was mixed? So the Gemara responds that it's from the Pasuk. One second. Can't find it. If you want to get it, that's great. The Gemara responds that it's from the Pasuk regarding Kilayim. Second. Pasuk says, lest tikdash hamalaya, lest the tua, or lest the karim become tikdash. Now, what does that mean? How does that imply that this aser b'hanah? So here, the Gemara in Kedusha presents two opinions. The second opinion that it presents is pen tikdash in the language of pen tiyah kodesh. Right, that it will become Kodesh. Kodesh is Aser B'Hanah, because that's what Meila was all about. So Pentia Kodesh, the hint here would be that this becomes akin to Hegdesh, and that it becomes Aser B'Hanah. This is something which the Sifrei just presents as the option, as how you read this pasuk and how we get a Isser Hanah from Kilei Akarim from. The Gemara cites it, but in the end rejects it and thinks that the first one they present there is preferred. Right? The opinion that is presented by Hizkia is Pentigashim Liyah, Pentukaresh. Pentukaresh. Lest it becomes something you're required to be kindle a flame for. Now what does that mean? So look over Pentukaresh, this drasha is assumed to be the source for a different din, namely, not the Isser Hanah, but well, or look, but the Chiyus Reif, right? This is what Rashi Rashi and Tvorin, I don't know anybody who challenges him on this point. Rashi and Tvorin says that the, you know, Elohim and Nisrafin, and so we have right there Kelei Akerim, that this Isur Hanah is Nisraf, or that Kelei Akerim requires Strepa. Rashi says that's based on the drasha, the pasuk of Pentukdash Malaya is Pentukadesh. Rashi Al-Tar and Mishnah. He says, Kelei Akerim, Pentukdash Malaya, Pentukadesh. Pentukadesh, that's where you get the Tchiyas Reka from. Tosfos says as well in Sukkah. And actually, this is the basis for others in there too. Orla is required to be sarif. I know it's controversial for you, Moshe. But Orla is Orla's requirement to be Nisraf is derived from Hekesh to Kelei Akerim. So it is the basis for its being Nisraf. And yet, it also is the basis for it being Nehneh. So Tosfos is actually in Zvachim, contrary to what we've been presenting, and this is obviously something which not everybody accepted, what I'm arguing. But Tosfos in Zvachim, right, do I have it correct? Zvachim, what is it? Huf. Is that right?
Sounds good, right?
Do I not have Zvachim here? Yeah. You have it exactly or not? Zvachim. Basically poses this as a question, as a problem. Right? You notice that we seem to be deriving, take the Gemara of Peshitta, we seem to be deriving two different halachas from this drasha. Yeah. Alright, it's Zvachim Kutat Zvav Al. Did I receive it? I'm sorry, it's Chulin. Chulin. Now, I mean, you guys didn't see it?
No, we did. It's the one about Shabbos.
What?
It's the one about Shabbos.
About Shabbos?
It's the context. It's talking about, is it talking about, like, Malachon Shabbos? No, Malachon.
I think it was talking about Israel, no, Kilei Zeron. Oh yeah, it's not kind of Shabbos, but it's talking also about Master Shabbos.
Shabbos is the thing right before.
What?
Shabbos is the thing right before.
Right, Master Shabbos is. I'm talking about Master Shabbos being us in Mount Torah based on Moshe Gavila. That's the answer we discussed in the first year. Anyway, so the Tosfos there say you can tomorrow. Right, we need to teach us that it's mitzvah and b'sreifa, and they then point out how kelei zarayim and mitzvah and b'sreifa not a series. The yishlomar the belav hachi parak shapir and achinami. In other words, they're accepting that we don't have a din here. In other words, this gemara tried to suggest that this was the base of the sarna. Tosfos basically seems to say, in this place, Inami, that yeah, we reject this for this reason, that Pentukadesh does not come to Asar Bahana, rather it comes to create a mitzvah Srepa, but those two are incompatible, you can't derive both. Then he says, second answer, Tosfos gives us, V'yesh lomar, L'atik ha-shaber, Inami, let's go Pentisra, N'ksit tiktash, mashmet asa la'asor, Hana, kikotch. So ultimately, Tosfos here, I'm not sure how compatible it is with Gemara in confusion.
Meaning, so he thinks that it's Machlokas HaSugyos?
Maybe. Okay. I mean, we know it's Machlokas in the Gemara. So maybe this Sugya is the other day. But the problem, you know, Tosfos is saying, this is a problem. You can't have, you know, either it's teaching us that there's a mitzvah Sreifa, or it's a din that's Asur Banah. However, what's clear is that Lechora, there's an easier way to explain this. This is, if you accept the premise that we're trying to substantiate now, which indeed many Rishonim do, namely that one is bound up with the other, that the chob asreifa is accompanied by an isser hanah, or perhaps is the source of the isser hanah, and therefore once the Torah says that this is required to be nisraf, it becomes asser b'hanah. We then derive an isser hanah, and this is indeed what we find in several rishonim, Rashi. These are some good ones. Rashi in our Gemara, in our parak, Chav Dalet Amud Beis. Rashi says, the Gemara mentions Kilei Kerem is also being answered by another, so Rashi just gives the background. Kilei Kerem, Siv Pentigash Malay, Adam Mashma Lo Tehenem Menu, Elo Tishrefen. So that's somewhat of an explanation, too. I mean, first of all, it's clear that we indeed get both of these things from this Pentigash. What it means is, don't be nana, rather burn. So, in some way, somehow, the Chol HaSreifa and the Yisra HaNa go hand in hand. Right? It's not entirely explained in Rashi, but it sounds like what we're saying is, these are sort of twin options. Whenever the Torah is Sorif, it's saying, don't be Nana from it, rather the opposite, the alternative to being something which you can be Nana from, is Sreifa. So they kind of go hand in hand. Lo Tehenem Menu, Lo Tishrefen. Tishrefen is saying, Lo Tehenem Menu, Lo Tishrefen. This, too, is something that emerges from the Ravan. Right, the Ravan, familiar with the Ravan? This is not the Ravan Hayarki, this is the Ravan, the early Ravan, who is one of the first Balei Tosfos Bechlal, in Germany. So the Ravan, an elder contemporary of Rin Tam, so the Ravan writes, similarly, that he says, "V'aser b'hanad the cuss of pen tikdash pen tugareish the l'sreifa asli." Right, it's something being aser b'hanad is sort of explained by the fact that it's l'sreifa asli. Right, if you had to be sorry for it, so then that means it's aser b'hanad. Right, aser b'hanad because it says pen tugareish, and what we see from there is the l'sreifa asli. So. Again, he doesn't necessarily explain, and therefore that means that Hanav violates that, or is it just bound up with the Chol HaSreifa is the Aser B'Hanav? These are the alternative thing, modes that the Torah, these are two alternative incompatible modes. The Torah's being sorry of something indicates, or is, at the same time, Asering it B'Hanav. So, where are we up to? Yeah, so that's another example. It's clear, again, that not every Rishonim, all the Rishonim, accepted this, and in fact, Tosfos was very bothered by it. He didn't think it made sense to say that this, obviously, because otherwise it would have been the simple answer. What do you mean that you need it for this? That's a straight file. I know how. They go hand in hand. Tosfos didn't think so, but these other Rishonim do. Ron as well, if I recall correctly, I gave you an imperishable Rishonim, said something similar, that it's, Pentugadesh. This is the Rambam in Kilayim, and he's explaining the Makor. These are not Pentugadesh. That Ella, what this means is that Yisrofeno Veinanenim. It happens to be worthy, and I'm trying to make clear as possible that this is the view of some Rishonim. But the Rambam actually in Mishnah Torah seems to have changed his mind about it. Rambam Mishnah Torah actually just adopted basically the other day that it's Kodesh, based on Kodesh. So maybe this Rambam changed mind by this point, but one suspects that this is a phrase presenting it, as the makor probably kept figured into Rambam's final product here, including only that, and not the what seems to be from the Gemara in Kedushin, the case that it's derived from the Yisra'na and the Sefer are both derived from this possible. Okay, finally, I just. Gave you guys, I didn't give you guys. I just mentioned. Did you guys send it out to everybody? I don't know if I told everybody, but I meant to put it on the guard sheet.
So what?
The McCarthy sheet, I guess I never sent out. The third precedent, or the third context in which you can see this, which is the Gemara's discussion regarding what it calls Kol Yisur and Shabbat Torah. All right, when the Gemara, Chol Gimel Amud Beis, quotes Rabbanan Kamei Rav Shmuel is asking, where do we know Kol Yisur and Shabbat Torah that they're Aser B'Hanah? All the Yisurei Achila Shabbat Torah, are also asked about Nah. This is an alternative opinion to Chizkiya and to Rabbi Abahu. These Rabban or Kame Shuals didn't accept those, so they were looking for a Malkus. How do we know Kol Yisurim de Torah? Should we know that the Gemara ends up listing that the Kol Yisurim de Torah ends up being two, Kamei Tepesach and Chor Niskal? All the rest of them are either derived from other Pesukim, or all the rest of them, you know, Zakuli Amar derived from other Pesukim, or all the rest of them are actually Mudra Ba'na for other reasons, meaning that this creates a presumption that it's going to be Asa Ba'na, but then we have basis to be Matri them in the Pesukim. But the Gemara just formulates it, right? We have, you know, Minayan, this is the Gemara's question, Yosef Ahumir Banan Kamed Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani VeYosef VeKamar Mishmed Rabbi Shmuel Levi Minayin L'chol Asurim Shem Torah L'Chiyechid Asurim Ba'Afila Al-Hinam Asurim Ba'Na'a. The Gemara interjects, and my Niyu Chamed Tepesel Peshor Nisgal. It's a very, you know, ambitious formulation, but you should just know that my son only ends up being actually, you know, carried, you know, actually, you know, provides L'chacha Maisa basis for two Yisurim, nothing more. But Minayin, so the Gemara answers, first of all, he rejects lo yachal, he doesn't buy the notion that it comes from achila, and ends up saying, suggesting, or at least in the mid range here, it suggests that perhaps it's based on the fact that the pasuk says that ish tisarif kol chatas asher yuvav midama she'ein talomer beish tisarif. So the Gemara basically, this is a mechotzer to determine what exactly we're talking about here. We're talking about some chatas which became psula because the dam was brought with nin. So that's the question of the Gemara, that basically we already know that this is the case. And again, mechotzer to determine what do we already know? What are we talking about here? Seir Nashon, we're talking about Seir Miluim. But the point is that there's this extra be'esh tisarif. So the Gemara says, "Tamal b'beish tisarif." Meino inyan, whatever it is, we already knew about the chiyuv sreifa beforehand. So why does it say b'beish tisarif? So this is Gemara says one of the midos shatar and dresses ben. Meino inyan the gufo, right? If we have this extra pasuk, and we assume that we don't need it for it, must be teaching us something else about much to be applicable to something else. Meino inyan the gufo that siv b'hinei saraf. Tineu inyan l'chol yisur and shmitara. And now we have a line. Meino inyan l'achila. Tineu inyan l'yisur hana. Right, and then so just on that line, so the Gemara says that be'ish tisarif, if we're to take this and refer to, we already know be'ish tisarif about this case, so it must be some other case, and it sounds like the text we have in our Gemara is that would normally just, we would have thought that it means that there's isir achila. In other words, the chova that the Torah is imposing be'ish tisarif would have imposed an isir achila. Not in Isra Na. However, we already know the Isra Achila regarding these things from other places, namely, right, Lo Tzalcha Lo Chametz, right? This is Rashi. Many of you know Isra Achila, the Ha Isra Achila, Begufai Yuxiv. So then you get to Sreva. So it's sort of just like a hermeneutical maneuver, right, that we just have this ability to kind of transfer the din to something which doesn't seem to be what it's saying initially. That's how you get to Hana, that the Isra Hana that is imposed by this pasuk is not because be'esh tisarif connotes in Isra Na, it's because it connotes in Isra Achila first. Right? Well, initially it's an Isra Sreifa. It's a Chiyuv Sreifa. But since we already know the Chiyuv Sreifa, must be other. I'm sorry. Take a second. Initially it's an Isra Achila. We already know the Isra Achila. Right? So it must be an Isra Na. So that's what we end up, you know, we sort of clear space. There needs to be something there that's teaching us, so we come to a Na. Before I continue, just the Gemara ends up saying that but we don't derive actually that there is a chavas biyur. So another, it's a very interesting kind of. This is what Gemara says, that we have sort of the presumption of a chiyuv sreifa, which produces an isra na'a, but the chiyuv sreifa itself is actually, we have a limud that it's the chiyuv sreifa actually doesn't apply. That you know, there is a heter that it isn't a sreifa. Now the truth is I haven't seen anybody discuss it, but I guess the assumption is nobody, even Rabbi Yehuda, who holds the Embir Chamez El Sreifa, we already know that this is not the Makor for it. Because one could have said, that this is, what do you mean? There is a Chiyuv Sreifa, this is Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is presenting a different Makor for Rabbi Yehuda, so I guess that was the presumption, is that nobody's going to, you know, think the Chamez, Chiyuv Sreifa, the Chamez comes from here, so therefore, it can't be that we actually have a few sefirot, but that's because the pasuk actually excludes the kodesh v'ishisari, but kodesh v'sefirot being kodesh v'shivatari v'sefirot. But just in terms of that line where we say v'ishisari, it means that there's a chiyuv, there's an isar na'ah. How? Because really it should impose isar chila, but we already know the isar chila, so many Indian will teach, will say tana. Are we following here? Is not chadal manav? Moshe, yeah, with me? Moshe, yeah?
What?
Are you with me?
I hear you.
Okay, good. So on this point, the Tosfos object. Take a look at, first you know that you can object to this from the fact of Rabbi Nechanal. This is not how Rabbi Nechanal presents it. In other words, again, the Gemara seems to be not what we want, or what I'm suggesting, which is that Chiyus Reifa creates an Isser Hanah. The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara seems to say it creates an Isser Achila, not an Isser Hanah. Right? And therefore you should say that if we end up getting this or not, only because we involve one of the major starting adjustment of Manu Inyan Gufo to name it the Inyan Acher. But that is not the Perush with Zimmer Rabbi Nechananel. And as we'll see, what? Are you saying? As we'll see, that this is because some Rishonim objected to this, and the Girsa wasn't. They didn't have the Girsa. Right? The Gemara, Rabbi Nechananel, quoting this line of the Gemara, says, Matal Lomba Eshisar, Manu Inyan Gufo to Neu Inyan the Holy Surge with Torah. Shihu is similar not filu be'anam. Right? If be'esh shisarif is being, you know, is not able to be applied in the case of the chatas, so then it must be the chol isur nafirim. And what is the din that it's teaching us? She'is isur minah. We don't go through that middle step of imen in nachila tenei linyan hana. We don't need it. Be'esh shisarif teaches in isur hana. Tosfos were bothered by this, and they say this. It says, it's not entirely clear exactly what the problem was for Tosfos, but if you look elsewhere, you see this is the issue. And actually, I pointed to the Maram. Oh, no, I did not point to it. I think I mentioned it in the first time. The Maram Kalaba says this is not, we're not Goris. This is in the Nechila. You don't need it, and we're not Goris. Take a look there to read it, you'll see. He says, strike that line. Rabbi Nechanel didn't have that line, and the line is unnecessary because Be'esh Yisarif, the natural thing it teaches us, and I don't remember if he quotes it or somebody else does, because Pentik Tashem Aliyah, Pentik Gadesh meant it's in Isra Na. So if I know Be'esh Yisarif, that means it's in Isra Na. Isra Na is the natural first thing you would learn from Chiyus Reifa, other than the fact that it's simply Chayim Yisarif. So there too, again, you have the possibility of seeing that there's an Isser Hana derived from a Chiyus Reifa. Okay. Given that so, that's possible, I would suggest that perhaps that is what we have in the case of the Isser Hana, that persists past the point of Nisal Mechiyus Kelet. How is it that this thing is Usser Behana even after it's no longer Eglarufa, it's no longer Orla, right? It's no longer Kilei Akerem. This thing is not Kilei Akerem, so how is it possible that you would answer me didn't Kilei Akerem? And I think the answer could be, that's because there's a Chiyus Reifa for this thing. We're just talking about Reifa for now. There's a Chiyus Reifa. And Chiyus Reifa applies beyond its being, just by the nature of Chiyus Reifa, that applies beyond its being, it's retaining its identity, the Chetz is retaining its identity as Orla, as Kilei Akerem. You need to burn that, which means you need to see it become ash. So as it becomes ash, even as it loses its status as Kilei Akerem, but it's still not yet ash, the mitzvah still applies. That's true for the Chiyus Biur. And the Isser Hanah is derivative, it stems from the Chiyus Biur. The Chov HaSreifa imposes an Isser Hanah, again, however you understand it, the point is it's not compatible. Once you're Chai B'Sreifa, it's incompatible with being Mutra L'Hanos Mimenu. That's the Isser Hanah that applies, and therefore it applies even past the point of being Nifsal Mechiyus Kelet. I believe that this works very well with the Tosfos, in particular, the Tosfos and Tumura, in particular, in response to the Kovet Shiurim's very compelling question. Tosfos and Tumura said, try to explain, what is the difference, why is it that there's a Heter Hana for Efron and Sruffin, but not for Efron and Baron? So Tosfos and Tumura's answer to that was, by borrowing a concept which we find by Kodesh, by Me'ila, that there's a concept of nasis mitzvaso, that something which is kodesh, hekdesh, which is meant for a certain, you know, which we have to do something to it, once that's done, nasis mitzvaso becomes mutter b'hana. There's rare exceptions to these, true mitzvahs being one of them, but that's a general halacha. So it doesn't want to say, that's the reason that Abram is suffering because of Musa. How it, what the implications for Kura, I'll get to afterwards. One second. But they say this is the basis for the fact that Nasa Afer wants Afer because of Mutter, because Nasa Mitzvah. This is the closest thing. This is the closest that I was referring to before, that sounds like they're not just saying this is something to Rabbanan, or some Dindir Rabbanan. They don't say anything like Zeros, they say, you know, this or that. They seem to say that the Isser Afer on the, at least on the, you know, the Heter, what becomes released is an Isser Daraisa, and the basis for that is the fact that it becomes mutter. I'm sorry, the fact that it's not as mitzasa. You guys saw that Tosos, right? Anybody want to? Nope, I got it. Okay. Tosos there say, so I think in my time of my, Gomer Mori, Haramar, fucking Hebrew, the Nisrafin came into Tziva, Kassel, the Sarfan, Achar She'asak, Achar She'asak, right? Once you, once Torah was Chayav with Mitzvah L'Sorfan, Achar She'asak, Ki'ilu Nasis Mitzvah. Once you've already reduced that, so then it's Ki'ilu Nasis Mitzvah, when the Chadav She'asak Nasis Mitzvah Ma'alim Bo, Hinami came into Nasis Mitzvah Halach Yisuret. Right? Then it speaks to the exception that you have by Asherah. But the basic notion that he's borrowing is from Me'ila, that just like you have in context of Hekdesh, Me'ila, and in Chadavar Shanasa Tzasa V'Asir, so that's what you have here too. It's no longer us. The Kovach Shurim asks a question which I think is extremely compelling, which is, what is exactly the comparison here? The Din, the Kiddush, the Halakha of Nasa Tzasa, the Heder of Mishum Nasa Tzasa, is due to the fact that the whole Kedushas HaChepetz, which the Yisra Na is premised upon, is itself something which is Kadosh L'Mitzvasa. Right? The whole Kedusha applies only so insofar as it still stands to be to do the mitzvah for which you've been commanded with respect to it. Right? So when the Kedusha derives from its mitzvah, it depends on that mitzvah, and then once Nasi Tzasa, then Kodesh, it no longer is used for it. It's no longer something which Hekdesh has interest in, and therefore it loses Kedushaso and becomes Mutter. The Yisra Na is dependent upon, is Mishum, it's being Miyuad, it's being designated for that mitzvah. Once that mitzvah is over, so then the basis for the Yisra falls away. But, says Rabbi Chanan, what does it have to do, Mayan and Shriya, Yitzhak Sinai? When it comes to the Yisra Na, we have two different halachos. We have the Din of, right, there's Arelu No Yechel, or Al HaTem, or so. Which we'll see, right? There's Chametz Pesach. There's you know, Lo Sochal Chametz. There's a din of Isra Hana, and separately, there's also a Chiyuv Sreifa. But these two things aren't derived from one another, right? There's the Isra Hana, and there's the Isra, right? There's the Torah says Arein Lo Yotel, means you can't be Nana from. I'm assuming the certain thing which Gemara actually discusses. Let's just assume Arelim Layachel is the makor for the Yisr Hana of Orla. So Arelim Layachel. So that's all the Torah says. And then you derive another that there's an Yisr, there's a Chiyuv Sreifa be Orla from Kilei Karen, let's say. So these are two different dinim. One does not have to do with the other. So then how can it be that once the mitzvah Sreifa has been achieved, the Yisr Hana falls away? That model doesn't apply here. That model doesn't really make sense in this context, right? Does anybody? Everybody saw it? Yeah? So I think that with this, with what we're saying now, we can answer that, I think, pretty simply, which is that. Let's see. Maybe I can find it. Or is it not necessary? You guys know this poetry. Here it is. Yeah. The cousin goes to the Shilay, where Hazim is referring to Ephraim from Mutter, whom Mishum Shinacha Dabar Shasasasa, Gualambo, Agpan, Akula, and here he asks a simple question. The Lord Kashi, the Ek Shayat Lamela, Fisuri, and Name Ekish, or Equipment, Shemin, Sugan, Fina, Sumi, Dimidilo. Asha, the Nazis, Matsas, and Klal, Bakrofeno, Tam, who the Holy Suro shall Hekish, Tabu, Bimasha, Omed, Mitzasa. Right, and he uses the Din of Kashi Mishmesa to prove this. The Kashi Mishmesa came into Shuv in Omdil Mitzasa, and Mela Paka Tushasa, and the Kosh can have Shifar Nazis, and Sasana, but Suri, no, Kimoba Orla, the Kelea Karen. The Vavadai Aimam are the Holy Suan who rap in nation owned in the Srefa. The other Rabbah, Hasha owned in the Srefa, whom Ibn Yisura. Okay, so I don't know how he knows that, but it's a possibility. But But either way, he's saying that seems more likely. A very good question. But I think that the answer could be, what we're suggesting would answer it, which is that when it comes to the Isser of Arin Loyachel, let's say just by Orla, when it comes to that Isser, that is independent of the Chiyuv Sreifa. However, that Isser ceases, and the two things go hand in hand now, they answer each other. That Isser ceases once it passes through the stage of Nisal Mechaz Kelet. It's no longer Arelim. Arelim Loyachel. But this near Ash, right, this thing which is right before Ash, doesn't have a shame orla. Paka shmo, paka isuro, just like with all Torah Kula. Right, this thing is not even a Ruli Lekelev anymore. It's not orla. It's not a pre. Right? And therefore, the Isser Arelim Loyachel, that does cease, like what we're suggesting. However, the Isser Hanah that persists afterwards, the reason it persists is because there's an Isser Hanah, there's a second din Isser Hanah, which derives from the Chovas Reifa Shabbat. Chovas Reifa is something which applies past the point at which it becomes Nisal Mechaz Kelev, and that is Chovas Reifa is bound up with, it produces, it reflects an Isser Hanah. But that Isser Hanah, the second din Isser Hanah, that Isser Hanah does cease upon the non-seis mitzvaso, because it was only mitzvaso shebisreifa, which was responsible for it. So in Echinami, the answer to the question is, Kovitz Yerim, your question is a really good one, but it only applies to the answer to is that the Isser Hanah that you're speaking of that's independent of the Chovas Reifa, that's only an Isser Hanah that applies ad kidei shenitzal me'achil skelet. Once it's nitzal me'achil skelet, the only thing that persists after the achil skelet really is the Chovas Bior and its progeny. One of them being, maybe I should say the only one being, right, the Isser Hanah that goes with it. That Isser Hanah is precisely the model, or is very akin to the model, of Nasis of Kedusha, of Isser Hanah, of Hekesh, which is really dependent on the fact that there is a Chovas Reifa. So that's the case. The Chovas, the Isser Hanah ceases upon its becoming, upon the mitzvahs being completed. Yes?
I think I know the answer to this, but what is the mechanism by which the Chovas Bira outlives the identity of the object as opposed to the Isser Hanah?
The original Isser Hanah.
Yeah.
So I just think that by the nature of having a Chovas Bior, Bior means that it needs to be reduced to ash. So what that means is whatever this thing becomes has to be burnt until the thing is just ash, just by its nature. I mean, if you say that this thing needs to be reduced to ash, what that means is this thing, even as it loses status as certain, as a certain category.
Do you differentiate and say the Chovas Bior is like a mitzvah oriented?
A what?
Is not tied to the Chavtza Isser.
Not tied to the Chavtza Isser? Yeah. What do you mean by that? I would say it started, it's what?
It outlives the Chavtza Isser.
I don't know if I would say it outlives the Chavtza Isser. It outlives the Isser. It's not bound, by its nature, Chovas Bior is not bound to the item in its pristine state. Just because if what we're saying is you have to make it ash, so then, I think its past identity as Orla is responsible for the continuing Chiyuv Bior even once the thing that's being burnt is no longer Orla. You hear what I'm saying? I just think that's going to necessarily be the case if you accept the fact that there is that stage in between, and the Torah says you must burn this, you must be sorry for it completely, so that means that apparently it's not just as this Chomer is still Orla that it must be burnt, because if that were true, then you wouldn't need to burn it that badly, that much. Just make it, non-orla. Once it's non-orla, there is no such mitzvah. So if I assume the mitzvah sreifa is ad, legamri, that it obviously, despite the nature, is going past the point of the identity as an orla. Right? Follow? You agree?
Yeah, yeah.
So once you say that, I think it does make sense to say this is where you answer the question. I mean, that's what's persisting, and it is responsible for an Isser Hanah, so it's that Isser Hanah which ceases. The original Isser Hanah would not cease upon its becoming just because it stopped the Mitzvah Sreifa. What prevented that Isser from attending was actually an earlier stage, namely the fact that it's no longer, Orla upon its being Nisal Mechaz Kelev. So that's one answer to give to the question of the Mishnah and Torah. Ultimately, on the view of Menachem, that's the basis for this Isser over here. I mean, it comes to Pesach, but it's still Usser until it becomes Afer. That's because there's a Chiyuv Bior that applies to it, and once that's the case, it needs to become its us. The Isser Hanah needs to only it is still Asar Ba'anah until then. I have a couple minutes. Yeah, the alternative, let's see how I can, because that might be just, I guess we can separate from others here. So. The alternative would be to suggest something a little bit different, namely that it's not that it's a chobah, it's not that this, this is just a different answer, would be to explain, again, the question, how can it be Asar Ba'anah, it's no longer, let's say, Orla. The answer to that could be that in Echinah it's no longer Orla, but it's still in the original Isarnah, because the Isar, what prohibits me from benefiting from the, from let's say, the burnt, the Nislam Echaz Kelev Orla, is that by benefiting from that, even though it itself is not Orla, but that itself is considered to be benefiting from Orla, from the past thing that it had been, Orla. This is the notion of something, of being Goring, Ishanah. We'll see this category of hana, hanigremes, for lack of a better word, that is an example. We'll see it in the case of orla, the piduli orla. Tosos in Avodah Zarah speaks about this. The piduli orla, that if I use orla, like orla seeds, to then plant something, so that thing will become aser. So the notion there is not that that thing is orla. It's not. But it's being nana from that thing is sort of an indirect hana from the original thing that, you know, the orla, which is responsible for it. If the orla was responsible for this tree, then being nana from the tree is really being nana still from that original orla that begat the tree. Saying something like that maybe could provide for an explanation. In fact, we'll look at this more later, but Maran Kalava, I don't know if you know this, but the Maran Kalava, I do think his language is suggestive of this. Maran Kalava, again, contemporary of the Ron Rivash, Sarad. I don't know if you saw closely, you can be dyed, that this is the music that I'm hearing, the notes that I'm sounding, that he's sounding. When he speaks of this Isser, he kind of addresses the question, I think. He says, I think that's an explanation. I mean, what do we mean? What is denimsa? It's Asar Ba'anah. It's Chametz Asar Ba'anah. He needs to explain denimsa, because it turns out that if you're nana from the thing until it becomes Afer, then you're being nana from Mashne Asar Lav. Obviously, no, he's suggesting, I think, is that it's not that that thing itself is still Chametz. But if you're nana from that thing which came from Chametz, so then that also is Hana from the original Chametz. My take. So that would be another explanation for the halacha that you have in the Mishnah Torah that there's an iser achiyah nasa eifer. All right, so let's pause here. We'll reconvene.
After a brief recess.
Okay.
Right. So Thursday we're doing.
Thursday we'll do Hanukkah. Yeah.
Thursday do Hanukkah.
Yeah.
Great.
Okay.
All right, have a good day. Thank you.
You too.
We'll be back tomorrow.
Okay, good. Bye, honey.